Okay, I'd like to get started here and welcome everybody. My name is Ivan Elin. I'm the director of the Center on Peace and Liberty at the Independent Institute, and I'd like to thank everybody for coming today to our program, The New International Arms Race in Space and How to Avoid It. We've got four prominent experts here to talk about this today, and I'm going to give a short introduction and then introduce them very briefly, and I'm going to be brief in the introductions because we want to get to the presentations as quickly as possible. And so I'll just start by saying that this is a great time to have this forum. The impetus behind it is because the Institute is publishing Mike Moore's book, Twilight War, The Folly of U.S. Space Dominance. And it's a very important book, and it's a good time to discuss it because we've had several developments that are very important recently. The Chinese have tested an anti-satellite weapon. And, of course, even more recently was the U.S. Shoot down of the malfunctioning satellite, which seemed to show that missile defense capabilities may have some anti-satellite capabilities. We also have the Russian-Chinese proposition to get a treaty on space weapons and the U.S. opposition to that. So today we're raising the question, is it in the U.S. interest to have an arms race in space? And if it is not, then how do we avoid that? Now, our distinguished panelists, which I'll introduce shortly, can of course say anything they want today, but I have one question that they might want to address during the proceedings. A space arms race seems to be a little different than the nuclear arms race during the Cold War, for the simple reason that in the nuclear arms race during the Cold War, the U.S. never really wanted to limit anything while it was still ahead. Now, that seems to be the case in all arms races, or at least most of them. I can think of probably only one, maybe the Washington Treaty of 1921, the Naval Treaty, where that didn't happen. But usually the leader doesn't want to negotiate, and the country that's behind does want to negotiate limits. It is comparable to the political races where the front runner doesn't want to debate and the challenger wants to debate. But the difference in that sort of dynamic in the nuclear arms race, it seems to me, and I'm certainly no expert on this, it seems that the big difference in space as opposed to the nuclear arms race was that despite the U.S. Lead in space weapons R&D, and maybe even some capabilities in these space weapons, it seems that the U.S. also has the most to lose by an arms race in space. That is to say, it has the most commercial satellites and most non-weapon military satellites in space. Now, that's just my layman's question, so I'd like to pose the question, aside from ideology, politics, or morality, is it practical and advantageous for the U.S. to start an arms race when it is so vulnerable to space weapons itself? In other words, wouldn't it be practical and advantageous for the U.S. to reverse opposition to the treaty banning or at least controlling space weapons? So I invite the panelists to comment on that question. But, of course, they don't have to stick with that question. They can say anything they want, as I mentioned. So I'm going to now introduce the speakers in order of their appearance, and they can just follow one another without my intercession after that. Our first speaker, who I guess is going to sort of give an overview of the issue, is Peter L. Hayes. He's the Associate Director of the Eisenhower Center for Space and Defense Studies. He's here on my left. The second speaker, very distinguished, Teresa Hitchens, is the director of the Center for Defense Information. Our third speaker is Jeff Cooter. He's the president of the George C. Marshall Institute. And our featured author today, who will speak last, is Mike Moore. He's the former editor of the Bulletin of Atomic Scientists. And he's also a research fellow here at the Independent Institute. And, of course, he is author of the book, Twilight War, The Folly of U.S. Space Dominance. So that gave me a second opportunity to hold up the book on TV. So, okay, Peter, go ahead and start. Thank you for coming, everybody.